the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast. You already know, it's your boy Hyde.
And it's me, Pamela G. And how are you, silly? Let's get into the next news.
And keep things going. So, on that note, let's get into our first song of the day. Let's go.
I can't run the deepest. It ain't no secret.
What up, what up, what up? You already know, man. It's your boy Hives right back here on the Midnight Hour 215. And Pamela G not here. And sorry, y'all, I do not have a co-host today, but it is just me by myself. So you know we about to get reckless. And I'm going to talk about any and everything. I'm on live right now, so you know it's going to make it do what it do. But I got some topics that we should talk about today. What the hell happened to anvils? That's what I want to know. Remember how it used to be the Wild Billy Coyote videos and the old Western movies and everything? There used to be a lot of fucking anvils in this world. What the hell happened to anvils? Did they disappear or did we just melt them shit down to make guns and bullets and other shit that we really don't motherfucking need? But as I always say, we always need things in this world that just going to keep on going, keep on moving, and just keep on, I guess it's just a recycle of things. I'm going to just say it like that. I'm not going to keep on running on. Another topic I definitely want to bring up, or just like a little question. Once again, the favorite question. If you stuck on an island for 12 years, what three albums or mixtapes would you take with you on this island? It is not that hard, people. Like, what's the number one albums? They could be from the 80s, the 90s, or you just selectively pick songs to make your full album. Let me know. Comment. Say it on our Facebook, The Midnight Hour. Say it on our Instagram, The Midnight Hour 215. That's the underscore Midnight Hour underscore 215. But I want to get into some stuff. Like, I'm always sitting here answering y'all women about relationships and what it takes to be in a relationship with a man, with a woman, and with anything that pretty much goes on in this world. So you got to let me know, people. What is it that makes you happy enough to say, I'm happy with this in my relationship? Name some of the things that make you happy in your relationship. I'm going to play another song, and after that song, we're going to get into some of these, what in a relationship truly makes you happy about your spouse. So let's go.
Geniuses.
How would you feel if you met the woman of your dreams and you thought that she was somebody special? How would you feel if you thought you had an angel, but really you were sleeping with the devil? I thought that I was crazy while she did all of her thinking. She tried to hide her secrets, but she told me without speaking. I left her, then she called me. Of course she gon' do that, babe. She playin' with a nigga like I ain't got time for that, I'm not gon' do it. I ain't even gon' lie, I just my shoes. I'm just playin' it. Keep going over and over and over again. It's a lie. I'm tired of the bullshit. Don't say you love me, cause I'm
Girl, you have my feelings going down, down, down. I had to grab a bottle just to try, try, try.
coldest podcast that didn't ever came out, bro.
We are back right here at the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast Show. You already know, it's your boy Highs, and once again, Pamela G is not here. She out making it do what it do, hosting shows and chilling with the crew as we always make it do. So like I said, man, I was coming back just with to see what people want to talk about relationships. What is that one thing or a couple things in your life about these relationships that make you just like, yeah, this that one for me, this that thing for me? So I just want to say things about relationships, yo, it is very easy. You just got to find a couple things that just make you be you. Like Ashley said, the things about my boyfriend that makes me completely happy or things about a relationship that makes me happy is that he considerate, he takes the time out to find things that I like. Ashley, I like that. Your boyfriend finds out things that, you know, that you like. Kevin J say, my boyfriend, okay, Kevin, my boyfriend sits there and he cooks for me every morning. Well, Kevin, man, it sounds like you got a good boyfriend, man. That's going good. You know, y'all could actually come up with more than one thing. I'm actually on live right now, y'all. So y'all can go to the Midnight Hour 215 on Instagram or on Facebook, the Midnight Hour on Facebook and the Midnight Hour 215 on IG at the Midnight Hour_215. And watch us be live and watch everything else. And y'all can put in the topics that y'all want us to talk about for today. Since it's only me, I'm answering every question being me. Like I said, man, ain't no more anvils in the world, so I'm afraid one just might pop out the blue, you know. But on that note, yeah, man, I definitely want y'all to go check out the new Heroes for Hire album that's coming out real soon. I want y'all to check out the new Mo 3. He got a lot of stuff on YouTube, y'all. And I want y'all to definitely go check out Monster House, UTM Radios, our brother station, always making it do what it do with the freestyle ciphers going off, all types of crazy, hosting all these types of crazy events. And I definitely want y'all to check out the new, when I mean new, Juicy Fruit, just because this girl is out here. When is she making it do? What's up, Chocolate? How you doing? How you feeling? I'm actually saying what's up to everybody that's in my live. So if y'all don't know, y'all won't know, I am live right now. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and a couple other websites right now, too. Oh, yeah. Big shout-out to our sponsor, Backpacks for Backpacks. They always got the backpack you need, and they also have a new waterproof boot bag. Thickums, what's up? Y'all have some very crazy, interesting names, but all right. We definitely got Backpacks for Backpacks. They have every part of your backpack need and all your backpack wants. So if you need a new backpack, your children, or you're just looking for a bag to go camping with or anything else, make sure y'all go to Backpacks for Backpacks. Google it. They did not leave us a website, so I'm telling you, Google it. Backpacks for Backpacks. And they have every backpack. They have a new waterproof backpack. They have book bags that are waterproof, and they have a phone charger. They have all these types of crazy things that go on. So on that note, I'm going to pop off with another song, and we can rock out. Let's go.
I've been trying to drink all of this pain away, yeah. And it's a shame to say that I really love you, my God. I place no one above you. My homies say I'm tripping when I talk about you. And then I get to tripping from the thought about you.
change? Why'd you have to change the game? Damn, y'all all the same.
I wanna get a world tour, but I don't trust her no more. She be worried about these groupies. I'm like, baby, they just groupies. Then I find out she a groupie, man, this shit can be a movie. She be playing like she loves it, but she all up in the DM. Talking about she wanna see them.
She would lie in my face that she don't know them.
I should've listened to Breezy. He said these hoes ain't loyal. These hoes ain't loyal, no, no.
I was through, hint, hint, to him last night. What do you mean? Do you mean you gave him the yams? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You gave this man the yams? Rah, rah, why? What's up? What's good? Welcome to the live. No? Okay. So you did not give him the yams, Miss Chocolate. So what are some of the things that this man do for you? What does not only do for you, what are some of the things that you like? So what are some of the things that you like? That's all you got to tell me. What are some of the things that you like? What are some of the things he do for you? Until then, somebody else hop in the box. Talk to me. Let me know. He made you happy. That means he ate the kitty, right? He ate them. You said, yeah. He ate the kitty. Like, no, I'm only messing around with you. So he made you happy. A lot of things can make you happy. You can get bored with a lot of things. So what is it? What is it truly? What is it truly that makes you happy about this one guy? And you're young. You're like 23. Larry, what up? What up? What up, Larry? So, yeah, man, it's a lot of things in life. You don't know. So he just made you happy. He just put that smile up on your face. Understandable. It's a lot of things, but you got to understand between the difference between life, love, and lust. The three L's. So it ain't that much in life that you can really just show for or really just talk about. Do y'all talk about every and anything, or y'all just talk on a day-to-day basis of how y'all day go? Let me know. Is it a day-to-day basis? You can't kid. Why can't y'all get back together? What is it? What is it? Does he not meet your list criteria? What is it? Let me know. He don't meet your list criteria. What is it that he don't meet? Why is it that y'all cannot get back together? I am fully intrigued by this now. He didn't want no relationship. Okay. So he did not want no relationship. Do you know if he want a relationship now? Did you ask him that question? You know, y'all talk every day. So if y'all talk every day, did he not want a relationship now? Do he want one now? Because I don't know what that yes means. He want one now or he don't want one now? You just can't say no. I done asked you like three different questions. Do he want a relationship now, as in yes? He wants a relationship. If he want a relationship now, put he wants one now. If not, put he do not want one now. I'm just trying to make this more easier because I got listeners, I got followers, and I'm trying to stay on point. So, what is it that directly that he does not want or wants? You got to let me know because he didn't want a relationship then. Do he want a relationship now? Was he a dog back then? You got to let me know these things. No, he does not want a relationship. Okay, so do you want a relationship? That's the question. That's the question I choose to know. I'm going to smoke in here while I'm in here, y'all. Alright, so you do want a relationship. Okay, well, if he just making you happy, you're going to have to friend zone that boy. He's going to have to be a goofy Walt Disney motherfucker for real. You got to friend zone that nigga. He can still make you happy. Y'all can still text and call. But when it comes to that freaky late night shit, you got to dead it. Or else you're going to catch feelings and then you're going to be very, very unhappy. You're saying you know, but you're telling me this. So if you're telling me this, you don't know right now. So you got to let me know. Look, you got to let me know. You got to let me know. And do he have kids? Do you have kids? That's another dynamic that flows on through it, you know. Did he find a real one? You know what that real one is. You know, did he find that real one and then that real one screwed him over so he don't trust another female? You gotta put yourself in that man's shoes. Because black men, as I say, we don't cheat. Men don't cheat for real. We just get fed up with shit. Okay, y'all don't have no kids. I got to ask this question because kids just be popping up out of nowhere at all types of ages. So he does not have kids and you do not have kids. Okay, so we get right down to the bottom of this. He don't got kids and you don't got kids. Cool. Now, it comes down to certain things. I'm about to actually send these people back on commercial just so, yeah, this sponsor has been brought to you by Jay's Sporting. If you'd like to mountain climb, rock climb, or just go camping, visit Jay's Sporting. Got all your sporting needs. That do not be confused with Jay's Sporting Goods. No, I'm talking about Jay. It's really J-A-Y Sporting. So, out Denver, Colorado. So, Jay's Sporting out Denver, Colorado. Make sure, if you're in the Denver, Colorado area, make sure y'all visit Jay's Sporting. All right. Send y'all to commercial and have fun.
This is the Midnight Hour 215, and this is Talking with the Homies.
Turn the heat on, but you be an asshole and roll the window all the way.
This is never fair because I get double teamed all the time.
Came But I'm like, that's your throat fat,
okay. That's what you like to
say. But I say,
So on that note, we're going to go to part two later on. Hopefully everybody had fun listening to the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast. And we're going to hit y'all with part two in a little bit. So on that note, see y'all on the next episode.